All right,
I've got it.
It's boiled egg for you and just toast to marmalade for Daddy, because of his leg.
I thought.
What have we done to deserve it?
You'd have stuck there all morning if I hadn't done something.
What time is it?
Nearly 10. Ooh. And all you can do is lie there cuddling.
We are allowed the occasional cuddle, Sue.
These days you're doing it all the time.
Yes.
We had nothing special to get up early for today. Did all the shopping yesterday. Oh, we'd have a lazy morning. Did you say marmalade? I can't see any.
I knew I'd forget something.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I'm perfectly happy with that.
Now, I'll get it. If a job's worth doing well, it's worth doing properly.
Where did she get that from?
I don't know.
This egg is perfect. Poor Sue.
Why?
Well, we are awful, aren't we? Lying in bed till almost 10.
That's time well spent.
Hey, the Herald's good this week. I glanced at it earlier on.
Oh. And there was me thinking I had the whole of your attention.
I mean after, when you dozed off.
Did I doze off?
You snored.
Oh, well. That's enough to drive anyone to reading the Herald. You say you thought it was good?
Excellent. Especially enjoyed the woman's page. Lizzie's interview with the flower lady was fascinating.
Yeah, wouldn't that, would you? And next week's is going to be a stunner too, by the sound of it.
She's a good worker, isn't she?
Oh, certainly on a high at the moment. I don't know if it's because she's the breadwinner now for the Tyson family, or whether it's just simply because she's working full-time, but she really is putting her back into it. And I don't just mean into the writing. She's showing a real commitment to the paper now.
Oh, she probably had too much on her plate at home.
More than mine. Anyway, it's very gratifying, and all the more so for being unexpected. I never thought I'd live to see the day when Liz would invite Morris to dinner to improve the climate of work.
I couldn't find any marmalade.
Oh, that's funny. I've got some yesterday. It's on the list. Or perhaps I didn't. Oh, I don't know. Anyway, not to worry. I've finished all the toast now.
Daddy.
So, will you... No, on second thoughts. I'd better get up. All right. Tunnel 304.
Hello, Mike. It's me, Nicola.
Oh, Nicola.
I hope I haven't chosen a bad moment.
Not in the least. Good to hear your voice. How are you?
I'm fine.
And no doubt Bath is as beautiful as ever.
At this time of year, yes. Well, at any time of year. How is the smoke?
All much the same.
Doesn't change, does it?
Not a lot. Do you miss it ever?
Not a lot. Mike. The reason I'm ringing is I got your manuscript this morning.
This morning? What, 4 days? The post office is excelling itself.
And I've read it.
Read it?
Mm-hmm.
Dick, greater love hath no woman than to sacrifice a Saturday morning to
read
it.
Well, to be honest, I didn't intend reading it all. I just glanced at the front page and I couldn't put it down.
You like it?
I loved it. Every word of it. And I think it'll sell.
What, without pornography or violence or anything?
Just as it is.
Wow.
Of course, this doesn't mean I'm buying it just like that. I think we should have a good long talk about it first.
Well, yes, of course.
I've read the synopsis, but I'd like to know in more detail how you plan to develop and resolve the story.
You think we should meet then?
Is that possible? Oh, I realize how busy you are.
We'll make it possible, won't we?
Well, I tell you what I was thinking. I'm all for mixing business with pleasure. How about you coming down here and bringing Claire with you?
Well. Shirley Edwards.
Hello, Debbie.
What can I do for you?
I was hoping we could have a little talk.
You and me?
Please. It won't take more than a moment.
You'd better come in.
Thanks.
Ignore the mess. When you know you're going to be out on the street any minute, you stop being fussy. That's if you hadn't stopped already.
Yes, I heard you've been given notice.
Well, it gets around, doesn't it? Sit down.
Thanks. Are you on your own?
Yes. Why?
Well, I'd be happier if no one overheard.
Oh, that private, is it?
Yes.
Well, put us out of our suspense, then.
It's about the baby.
What about the baby?
I hear you're planning to have it adopted.
Who from?
Well,
it was Dickon, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't.
I'll kick his teeth.
So, Debbie, it doesn't matter who I heard it from. Is it true?
What business is it of yours?
Is it?
What if it is?
Have you seen anybody about it yet?
Yeah.
And?
They put me in the picture and I'm thinking it over. But I've pretty well made up my mind.
Let us have it, Debbie.
Oh.
Cliff and me, I know what you said before, but...
No!
It's Cliff's child, Debbie. You know we'd take care of it. It would be like our own.
No, Shirley.
I can understand the way you feel about Cliff, and I'm not defending him. He's behaved very badly towards you, but you've got to give a thought to the child.
Do you think I haven't? They'll find a good home for him, you know. They don't just hand out babies to anybody.
But if he came to us, he'd be with his own father, wouldn't he? And he can't do better than that. Debbie?
Does Cliff know you're here?
No.
Does he want the baby? Well, does he?
Cliff doesn't know what he wants.
Don't tell me you think you could talk him round.
I know I could. He's always wanted a kid of his own. He loves children.
He packed in teaching, though, didn't he?
Yeah, and you know why? Because it hurt him to be with other people's kids all the time when he couldn't have any of his own. That's what it was. So you'd never get him to admit it. But you're carrying his baby. And not to give him the chance of adopting it just because you...
The answer's still no, Shirley. I couldn't. I may not be much of a mother, but I couldn't go on living round here watching you and Cliff.
But, Debbie...
I'm sorry, but no. It's got to be a clean break.
I hope her nose hasn't been put out of joint.
Whose?
Susan's.
Well, why should it have been? There's still egg on this spoonful.
Sorry. Well, you know, because she wasn't invited to go to Bath with us.
Oh, darling, it's not that she wasn't invited. It was just that I was so cock-a-hoop at hearing from Nicola that she liked the first bit of my book. Well, I didn't go into the details.
I know. And God knows, you had every reason to be delighted.
Well, I also volunteered to phone Nicola back to ask if Sue was included, but Sue said not to bother.
Oh, that's what she said, yes.
And suiting her actions to her words, she made a dive for the telephone, rang the other Sue, and admits... Howls of girlish glee got herself invited there for the weekend. I've gone upstairs now to listen to her cassettes, not to pinch a few pairs of my socks. There, we've left all that behind us.
Yes, all right. I'm sorry.
You mustn't. Why?
No.
Let's just take things as they come.
Yes. We are excluding her, though, aren't we? A little bit.
How?
Well, by being so close, so wrapped up in each other.
But that's a good thing, surely.
The point, yes. But take this morning. The poor kid gets up and kicks her heels for an hour or so and then finally has to bring us breakfast in bed to get any attention at all.
Oh, my heart bleeds for her.
I'm just saying we should be aware, that's all. In view of what happened. She still has a claim on our time and on our love.
Okay. Point taken.
Where are you going?
Sue! Soup?
Yes? What are you doing now?
Can you come down for a moment, please?
What?
Straight away, darling, please. Chop, chop.
Mike!
Sweetheart, there's no need to look so concerned. You're quite right. And I've decided to do something about it.
Mike, what?
Oh, just say, my apple is a sexual.
Yeah, well, never mind about Abba, Sue. Now, look. If you had the choice of what to do today, anything, within reason, what would that choice be?
You mean really anything?
That's what I mean.
I can't think.
Why?
I know. I'd like to go ice skating.
Ice skating?
Oh, fine. Well, who with?
Your mummy.
Well, no sooner said than done. Well, grab your things, girl.
I hang on a moment, Mike.
What's the matter now?
I haven't skated in centuries. What about your leg?
Well, I'll skate on the other one.
This phone call from Nicola has gone to your head.
And why not? Suddenly, everything's coming up with.
I can't get my skin. Sonia!
Sonia?
Hello? What's all the excitement about? You've come up on the booth, have you?
Oh. I thought you were going to the pub.
No, I told Donald I couldn't.
Oh, well. I'll just turn that for the book.
Here, I saw this little bit of mahogany at the course. I was just lying in the corner. The instructor said I could have it. I thought I might make a kind of little animal or something, I believe.
Why not?
Well,
Did you get all the shopping done?
Yes, thank you. Yes, we just arrived upstairs.
Oh, who?
Sonia.
You thought we'd all seen the last of her.
So did I.
Oh, what's she want this time, I wonder?
Well, no idea. She was standing in the porch when I got back on the point of ringing the bell. Said, would I let her in? Think I didn't have much choice.
No.
A fella's here and all.
No, I.
Hairy one with the American car parked across the road. He's sitting there in the front seat, manicuring his nose.
They deserve each other, those two.
Yes. Well, I dare say you could say that about almost anybody, couldn't you?
Oh. Cheer up, love. Would it help if I said I was sorry? Because I am, Shirley. I've been nothing but trouble to you lately, haven't I? It's been a steady downhill slide. Well, for what it's worth, I've been thinking about things, and I've decided to try and turn over a new leaf. I'll stick the course out, and I'll do better than that. I'll take full advantage of the course. I'll really work at it, and I'll become the best damn carpenter and joiner in North London. Well, I can't say fairer than that, no, can I? And I'll make my peace with George. I don't like what he did or the way he did it, but, well, I've always enjoyed a challenge, haven't I? And I'll enjoy showing him that nobody writes me off as easily as all that. What more can I say?
Nothing.
Except that I love you. I do, so.
I know.
Any chance of a smile, then?
I'm sorry.
Oh, Shirley. Look, I've apologized, haven't I? Oh, what more does she want?
Is it Sonia? No, thanks. I'm not stopping long. Fire's outside in the car.
Yes, I noticed.
He gets uptight if I keep him hanging about for long. Don't see him then, are you?
Yes, we are.
Didn't know you could skate much.
Oh, a bit.
Been holding out on me, have you?
It's been a long time. Probably spend most of my time on the seat of my pants. Who says that's what she wanted?
Huh? You're looking well, son. That Si, that is. He knows how to keep a girl happy. We're off to the Seychelles on Wednesday.
Oh.
Following the sun. Like Si says, nobody in his right mind stays in London in January.
I like London.
He's to his own, darling. Anyway, listen, let's get down to business. I've got a bit of news.
Yeah?
Well, it's like this. Si wants to marry me. Well, I told you that last time, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
But there's one condition. The deal doesn't include Adam. Because like Si says, the trouble with kids is they end up ruling your life. And it's true, isn't it? Anyway, what I'm trying to say is...
You don't want custody of Adam.
That's right. Tony can have him and welcome. And I don't want a settlement either.
Oh,
because Si says...
I told you, didn't I?
You
everything is coming up roses.
That's a work worth the breath. Can we go skating now?